DFW. Just came back around yet again. How you doing today?
You complaining yourself?
In there, kickstarting this week and seeing what we got in store. No yet, actually. You know, I don't know what this week's going to have in store for us. I imagine it'll probably be fairly busy again. I think we got a pretty good busy start today. Probably a little bit more busy than what we need, but, you know, I'd rather have that as a problem than standing around looking at each other. So I'm thankful for that. But, you know, I don't know what this week's going to hold. How about you?
Yeah, it's just going to be the typical Monday report day and that, so I'll just be pretty busy. And that, did you get you a bunch of Raspberry Pi over the weekend?
Man, I had nothing but fun with that thing. Racked my head and hit it up against the wall a few times, trying to figure it all out. Stared at a screen, you know, thinking to myself, what am I doing? And eventually got it and got it working and had some fun with it. And that, I tell you what, that thing's nothing but cool.
At least you learned something and you got it all figured out now.
Yep, I got FL Digi up and running. I got JS8 call up and running. Next step is learning Exaster and WinLink and all that kind of stuff. I've never done those, so I gotta figure those out from scratch.
It's a little bit out of my capability there.
Once you see somebody do it, it's not hard at all. If you dive off into it and you've never done it, never seen anybody do it, it's a little overwhelming. So YouTube has been my best friend on this stuff.
You can find about anything there, right?
To a couple of problems with it, and there was one particular issue I was having with the audio interface, and I could not find a YouTube video on that anywhere. I couldn't find, even on just doing a Google search, I couldn't find somebody having the same problem, and I just stumbled across it at one point, and that basically started making changes on a bunch of stuff just to see what would happen. Eventually found something that worked and was able to go that route. But that was like the first time I ran into something where I couldn't find it on YouTube. It's got everything else out there, though.
Yeah, everybody must be getting an early start today. I'm sitting here at a red light. There's like 11 cars around me.
I got normal traffic over here. Nothing out of the ordinary. Setting up your antenna for the first time there at the house. I know you were running into a few little SWR issues on it. What did you ever, I can't remember, what did you ever get it down to?
The highest is 2-1 on 80 meters. Everything else is less than 2-1.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic. Yeah, I've got a few spots on mine that just bump over two, but nothing crazy, but, you know, maybe 2.3 or something like that, somewhere there on a few spots.
I never could figure it out. Even when the, you know, the antenna broke, tree limb come down and took it out, and I soldered it back together, and it was only like about a quarter inch to half inch shorter than it was, but it didn't appear to make any difference in it.
Yeah, well, that's good. Yeah, that's good to know.
I mean, it works real good on 40 meters.
Would get in any rest of your grass cutting?
I got the rest of it cut and bagged on Friday, and then I had a pile of brush that was over by my little fire pit for a while and that, but every time it rained enough to burn it, then it was too wet and I couldn't get it lit, so I tarped it on Friday. then the bottom fell out Saturday evening, and so I went out there after it stopped raining, and I burned all that up, so that was a good deal.
Oh, great, then. That's good to hear. I've got probably end of this week I'll be doing another grass cut thing, but hopefully I'll be good until then.
All right, humidity's supposed to be pretty high towards the end of the week.
Hopefully it lasts longer than that then, because, that's nothing but miserable being out there in that humidity.
Yeah, normally, if I don't let it get away from me, I usually cut it with the rider, but this time I had to cut it with the push mower and the bagger, and that took a minute.
Yeah, no thank you.
Yesterday, rode up to Helen, Georgia. Susan had never been, so we took the Jeep and rode up through there.
It's a minute since I've been down that way. That's a neat little place down there. Was there a bunch of people there?
Yeah, a good many people there, sure enough. And that it was a lot more crowded than I thought it was going to be. Full of people, Susan.
I bet. It's just been so hot. That'd be fun for sure.
Testing out Susan's navigation system on the Jeep, and I told it to go home, and it wanted to take me back down to the interstate and that, and I told it, no, give me some alternate routes, and it popped one up on the screen, and I thought it was the one that was headed over towards Westminster, and I said, sure, yeah, give me that one, a rural route and that, and the next thing I know, I'm on a gravel road going out through the mountains.
Playing a Jeep.
It was fun. It was definitely a bunch of roads I'd never been on for sure. Probably never would have picked.
Oh, yeah, it's good to just, especially when you got no time constraint, just get out and just go. Just have some fun. KK4POT.
Enjoyable ride back, KN4TFW.
Is that cool enough that you could take the top down, or did you run the AC on it?
At the top down, and that, but it was pretty humid on the way back, so we left it up on the way back.
It got pretty hot yesterday afternoon. Real sticky with that humidity, like you said. I went out to check a couple things on the garden, and I said, nope, I'm going right back inside.
My ex for a minute. If you stop at that, if you're in the first car at that red light by the Red Lobster, you can't hardly hear the repeater.
Cold right there.
Can't get it to be any better, but I was going to be out in the middle in a minute, so I had to stop. Came in the back way over to Westminster, and then I grabbed Highway 11 and went up towards Joe Cassie and Kiwi and out past Mike and Shelley's and come on back in that way.
That'd be an excellent route to take home. That's cool. That's a good scenic route.
The navigation system on, so it kept saying recalculating. It tried to take me down every gravel road that there was.
Get there and get dirty.
The restaurant there on 25 that we've been wanting to stop at for a while, and that just a little country restaurant where they got meat and threes. It was pretty good.
And meat and threes, those are always worth the stop.
And for breakfast, you get there between 8 and 11:30. It's three eggs and either bacon, sausage, or ham, or potatoes and grits, and three silver dollar pancakes for $5.50.
And that's fantastic right there. Oh, you got me hungry now. But I've got to settle for my little snack pack pudding that I brought with me today. Well, let me roll out. I'm pulling up here, so I need to get going today. But I hope you have a fantastic day today. Hope your reports go well and keep you busy all day long so it flies by. And hopefully we'll catch back up in the morning. This is 73's KK4POT.
I hope you have an awesome day, and it's busy enough to go by fast, but not too busy that you're pulling your hair out, and I hope to catch you in the morning, KN4TFW.
Dixie Mobile, good morning.
How are you doing? You just missed him. guys talking. I didn't want to interrupt nothing. Got down the road, realized I forgot my glasses and my cell phone, so I just now leaving again.
Oh, man, that's bad. I recognize when I don't have my glasses because I can't see the dash, the speedometer, or anything, so everything's all blurry.
You remember me telling you that my speedometer was showing 100 mile an hour?
Yeah, Roger.
It was on kilometers. I somehow must have bumped it over on kilometers.
You been there, done that.
I heard you had a good little road trip.
Went on Sunday, and then I was telling Tim, did you hear me tell him, I told the navigation system I said, yeah, I want an alternate route and everything, and I just picked it. It looked like it was going back from Helen to Westminster, and it was, but it took you down every gravel road it could find.
Yeah, I'd love to do that.
And Highway 11, and from your house, it tried to take me 10 different routes from your house to get back to mine.
We stopped in.
He just popped in on you.
Given you, I mean, it wouldn't have been a big deal.
Anything on Highway 11 is there from, at least from Westminster all the way over to 25?
No.
If you want fuel, you'd be hosed.
Yeah, you would. Yeah, you'd have to get fuel in Westminster if you were coming this way. There's a gas station at 1:30.
Get to it in the morning.
Okay, and 4:18.
Morning, Ed.
Good morning, fellas. Of them a week.
Look at
that. I have 7.
I got some of the insurance hassle over with, or partly over with. It is, and what's going to happen is, from what I understand, the federal government's going to investigate my whole case from beginning to end. I answered all the census questions. One of them asked me if I was white. I said, I guess so. They're talking in the right spot. Talk this morning.
Yeah, KN4TFW.
How close to you being done?
20 minutes.
Morning.
Just a little bit more normal time, or the time they're supposed to get to. But I should be done by 20. At least I hope so, anyway.
Leg is healing pretty good. It's making me happy.
It's good.
Calm down today because the van is moving before the nurse gets here. I don't know what time she's getting here, so I'm being easy what I do. I've been trying to get this cat under control, and that's a project. You guys pretty good this morning. Your signals aren't too bad.
Pretty clear, too.
I'm exactly in the right spot, I think. But I got only one nurse, and that's not too bad. As long as she gets here early, I'll be happy.
Well, on my side, chaos and mayhem.
Report date.
Walking the shop, never have any idea what you're going to get into. Are you a worker and kind of slow?
Busy. I don't know about Ken. Ed probably got a steady. He probably got a steady load. He's probably the same every evening.
Picking up, but it. Yeah, with all the venues not really happening this summer and this fall, I don't know how good they're going to go, and it's going to be iffy when everybody tries to get back in school. If they have another big shutdown, it ain't going to be good.
Stop this shutting the country down crap. We got to get our crap together and get going, because you know what? You can't shut economies off. You can't be stupid about this. this has happened before. And you know what? Even though I'm at risk for this stuff, I can't stand it. And I'm a small guy. I'm only one guy, but I know the result of you shut economies down and don't come back. Interesting. I don't know if you guys know this. If you ever look, when I go to the bank and get cash, the very few times I have, I notice 90% of our new bills, and the reason is they're printing them. It's pretty close to work at this point.
In the parking lot. I'm just waiting until it get closer to time to go in. Wait till about 5 till 6, something like that.
I had a machine shop where I got my job sitting on the floor and been there for a couple months. I said, how busy are you a couple weeks before I can get there to finish it and take a picture of me doing it? He says he's got 28 engines going at the same time. I guess he's a little busy.
I can put this one in the book.
90 minutes. KN4TFW.
I don't know why, but closer to the end, the heavier my foot gets.
I laugh. You know what I did once? When I told my buddy's motorcycle, I asked the cop, did I break the speed limit? He said, no. I said, did I break any traffic laws? He said, no. I said, what was the problem? He said, well, one, you're blind. I said, that's not a problem. I didn't break any laws, so you didn't have your license. I said, well, I guess I couldn't get one of those, could I? How he figured it out, he said he didn't see me looking at the road. I thought that was pretty funny.
Friday. Ken, did you get into the contest this weekend?
Friday was grass cutting and everything, and then Saturday had a bunch of firearms I needed to clean and everything, and then I tarped my brush pile so when the rain set in, it didn't get all wet, and then I burned it when the rain stopped, and then Sunday we rode up to Helen just for the day to just enjoy a nice ride and just chill out.
Sound like a good weekend. I got 20 contacts in about an hour and a half, but the band was so bad, I just said, heck with it.
Yeah, with all the storms around and everything, I just been keeping mine disconnected.
Hooked up unless it's thundering and lightning. But, Mike, did you try it?
Got mine in a case. And ready to go mobile. I took mine on a trip the other day down to Lawrence and set it up and did make some contacts in Canada. We were using good grief, I can't even think of the name of it, the micro chai, the antenna setup, that mobile antenna setup. And I set it up as a dipole about 5 foot off the ground, and we were able to hit Canada. And I hit Jamaica, talked to a guy in Jamaica, and somewhere else overseas, I can't remember. I made several contacts with it, just temporarily on that man pack.
This one's doing good for you. I might have to take a look at that. Get a setup like that myself.
We just have got a new battery pack for that thing. It's 857 Yaesu, but I've got 2 6-volt batteries, series, and it does really good. I can run 40 watts. The batteries I had before, you couldn't run over 5 watts, so I actually can run 100 watts for a short period of time, but it's a pretty sweet setup.
Got to get together one day and let you give everybody a look-see and show us how to use it.
I wouldn't show you how to use it, but I can show the unit to you. You guys probably know how to use it better than I do. You might give me some tips.
No more than I do. Now, I did get my feeling a little hurt the other day. I talked to a ham operator, extra class. He's 11 years old.
Well, I'm trying to talk my grandson, Tim's boy, into it. Scott Smart. He's still kicking around. He said maybe next year. A good grief. But he would be a good one.
Well, now, he was working that contest. He was whipping it every which way. I wouldn't be surprised if that little fellow didn't come in the top 20, because everybody was trying to get to him.
20 meters is interesting if you were working 20, Cap, when we land.
You guys been out to Dillard, Georgia, and been to the Dillard house?
But it's been a good while.
I know the guy, some of the guys at work, they enjoy going down there, but I don't know the situation since all this started. With them Saturday, and they're open. I don't know if you've ever been down there to eat, but man alive, you talk about the food on the table. They won't let you take any of it home, but it's a family-style dinner, and their food is really good. It's a long drive. You can't. We went out there one time. They've got motel rooms or places to stay. We stayed out there one night, ate there, I think, supper, and then ate there the next day. For me to get my party started for a Monday. So I'll say 73 to all you guys and hope everybody has an awesome day and look forward to catching everybody back another time. And that's KN4TFW.
Ken, glad you made it in safe. Don't work too hard. Hope we catch you in the morning. So 73 to you.
Ken, I hope your day goes well and it's enjoyable. That'd be the best in Monday you've had all week of Mondays. KK4NXC, sending 73 your way.
At 4 a.m., catch you guys today or so, tomorrow morning, I guess.
You have a good one. Hope your visit with the nurse goes well.
I wish they would rain, get the humidity down a little bit. 73 skies, KK4N clear. Catch up with you guys tomorrow.
Now, have a good one. Hope everything goes well for you.
A couple more years, I'm going to try it.
Do this weekend, Ed.
Not much. Tried to do that contest, but it was, like I said, the band was bad. And I got 20 contacts, and I said, enough's enough. We're supposed to have some sunspots coming up in the next week or two. It's supposed to help us out. You get in too.
Well, Saturday, I hung around the house. And Sunday, I guess, right after church, went out to eat and came on back. Hung around the house some more. And I helped my wife a little bit downstairs. We're still working on the downstairs. I got company coming in coming Saturday, so we're rearranging some stuff down there and getting the room ready for it.
You're going to be busy.
I'm on a wreck, and she's done laid out a big old list of honeydew stuff.
How are you?
How you doing?
Busy. Last night when I left. So he's probably around here somewhere. I think he done moved in over here somewhere.
Get yourself, what's Carol going to say when he's sitting on top of the recliner with you and you throw it in peanuts?
Question is, what's Daisy going to do? She's going to try and tear him apart and he's going to hurt her. But she won't say too much because she likes raccoons. She wouldn't mind having one for a pet.
Probably that takes me by, but she don't like Daisy.
Okay. Dear, she wanted a little teacup miniature schnauzer, and she was fixing to buy one, and people gave me Daisy, and that took care of her schnauzer.
Would you have two dogs?
What I said, but she wouldn't do it.
Little animals, Daisy probably used a friend.
Doubt. She loves it when Cowboy comes over. They're spaded.
Definitely need to be done.
But she'll go into shock and something will happen to her. She just too attached, especially to the grandkids. I don't think she'd make it through tonight. I think they'd let me stay in the pen overnight with her.
Not sure about that. I think Carol could convince them.
Probably could. She probably better let me stay with her, but I don't know. She just, she's so tender-hearted. That's what my main concern.
Shepherd, like, if I leave him with somebody, if we're going out of town, that dog won't eat. He gets the run. He gets to thinking we done left him with somebody. He just does not fare well at all.
Daisy, when I leave at night, I give her a milk bone. She will not eat that bone until I come back home.
Got it bad.
I don't think she can make it through tonight with the shock of everything else.
Let the dog home?
It's around here, won't keep them overnight. I don't know why, because ain't nobody there, I don't think.
In case they go to bleeding or something like that, they're right there and get on it, but shoot, you can let them know that.
If I had it done to her, I'd tell them right quick I'm bringing her home. But she don't like to ride in the car, and you put her in a vehicle, it's like you've whipped her.
Third man, he loves, he'll get in the car, you open the door, he gets in a car, he gets in the UPS truck, FedEx truck, he loves to ride. That dog loves to ride.
Man, to your schnauzer I had, he loved to ride. He'd ride in a heartbeat, but not her.
A different personality.
You got that right. Even these two cats that moved in over here, they're two totally different things. One wants to be petted all the time, and the other one would rather be left alone.
They have half the trouble.
Oh, that mic sort of broke up.
I'm over here, well, I'm on Whitehorse Road. That's a little bit of a bad area right there.
I'm good now. You're good and strong now. Prior to that, you were scratching.
What's back over there that causes that? But it's like that, man. My reception's kind of rough right there, too.
Couple of stores over this way. When I go by it, I hear a bunch of static and everything else. I'm figuring it's probably that broadband, maybe off frequency a little bit.
For today.
Wash me some clothes, or I won't have no clean clothes for work tonight. And then I gotta make a run to the dump. And then I'm gonna play radio for a little bit. Then I'm gonna mix up some stuff and spray some kudzu hopefully today and start getting rid of it.
Working from the house?
Gets to go back to the office today. They're gonna work her normal schedule. She's not happy about it, but she's going in.
Couple of days a week. I have to say, you have a good day because I'm designated here. I'm just
too hard, and be careful on the way home. And hopefully I'll catch you in the morning. So KK4NXT, KM4NAP, 73 is my friend.
KK4NXT.